How Do We Know What Love Is? Written by Lynette Kittle and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is 1 John 3:16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. What is love? Most of us think of love like the Hollywood version, as a pleasant experience, something easy to give away to others, always feels good in the process, and is painless to express. Sadly, our human version of love is often offered to others by how it makes us feel, rather than for the benefit of the ones we say we love. Interestingly, when asked why they are marrying their future spouse, engaged couples often list the ways their fiancé makes them feel, mentioning how they help them to be a better person or the ways they make their life better. It's a very rare couple, the ones who are looking out for the interests of their future bride or groom more than themselves, wanting to marry the other person because they want to make their future spouse's life better. Like Luke 6:32 explains, "If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them." 1 John 4:19 tells us, "We as Christians talk much about Christ's suffering on the cross, how he died for us, but not as much about his selfless sacrifice of loving sinful people, of facing their rejection, hatred, and mockery on a daily basis. No wonder he is referred to as a man of sorrows." Isaiah 53:3 paints the picture of his existence on earth. "He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem." Jesus took the penalty of sin, which is death, suffering public humiliation, unbelievable sorrow, excruciating pain, and separation from the Father through an agonizing death. As Isaiah 53 tells us, "Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted." So why would Jesus take on the sins of the world, suffering all the humilities and agonies known to man, bearing all our sinfulness, sicknesses, pain, and sorrows? Unlike the world's selfish idea of what true love is, real love selflessly sacrifices for others. 1 John 3:16 explains, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters." And contrary to what some believe, Jesus' life wasn't taken from him, but rather he freely laid it down. In John 10:18, he says, "No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and the authority to take it up again. This command I receive from my Father."
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Need more of God's power in your life? I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical tips on how to grow your faith through prayer. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.